We'll go to agenda item number 15, discussion and possible action on West Central Brazos Water Distribution System. Michael McClendon.
Thank you. We can go to the first slide. I wanted to provide you with some background information for those of you that were not here whenever we obtained the this asset. The Kerr-McGee pipeline was acquired in 2002 at a cost of about $500,000. There was a substantial drought that occurred several years ago out in West Texas, and when we were asked if we had a means to provide water out west, we did not, and Possum Kingdom was our only avenue to do that. Since that time, we've acquired the West Central Brazos Pipeline. It was operated by Kerr-McGee. Kerr-McGee primarily utilized the line for oil field flood operations along with some of the other folks, some of the other operators out there. Whenever we obtained the line, it was obvious to us then and really still today that they subsidized the operations and maintenance of that line through other lines of businesses. But our goal has been to basically close the gap between the income and expenses. This slide is just illustrative of some of the 70 miles of pipeline. As you can see, there's various size pipeline associated with this. And I guess it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. For a while, it feels like I've been saying that there's going to be a municipal water supply starting to take water. And I visited the site just a little bit east of Breckenridge. And so they broke ground, and they're constructing the facility. And I expect they've had a few little setbacks with contractors. But within the next years, they'll be taking water out of the West Central Brazos Pipeline. Go to the next slide. The financial performance, the rate structure was brought to our board for consideration prior to the adoption of the 2010 annual operating budget. Again, our goal was to close the gap between the operating income expenses over a five-year period and standardize the transportation agreements. Since the implementation, we've increased our revenue to offset the fixed and variable expenses. You can see that we have reduced, or we were successful in reducing some of the expenditures between 09 and 11 levels, but lately there's been some maintenance and repair issues, costs that were rising, basically due in large part to, I'd say, deferred maintenance of the pipeline by the prior owners, and also it's an aging infrastructure. It was installed in the early 70s. But we continue to move forward with the project to reduce our losses sustained, and we anticipate that we'll reach that break-even point within the five-year period that we projected. Go to the next slide. The fixed rates, these are just various means of reporting the same thing, but I think a lot of us are familiar with the acre feet. So I'll talk about the fixed rate and also the variable rate. Between FY 2012 and the proposed rate of 2013, for the fixed rate, we're looking at a 21% rate increase. And for the variable rate increase, we're looking at approximately a 7%. Whenever we began instituting this movement towards break-even point, there was one of the entities that contracted for 1,000 acre foot of water. Through our process that we allow at this time, our procedures for reducing your water supply, over time, they did reduce their contractual units, it was down to about 600 acre feet. That contract expired, and they renewed only at 75 acre feet. I think there was some bankruptcy issues and stuff with that particular firm, but that reduces our ability to spread some of our cost about. On a positive note, we were able to reduce our electrical charges, or our fixed rate for our energy, by about 43%. When I look at this, I think we've spoke to this before, this asset was acquired really from a strategic standpoint. The value is going to lie in the easements and also the ability to move water out to West Texas. Abilene, although they are pursuing Cedar Ridge, they do have a right of refusal of about 20,000 acre feet of water, and we can move this water fairly quickly to Hubbard Creek Reservoir, which they do have a tap and an intake to provide water should it become necessary. And I think, when I look at the drought that's still continuing to go on out in that part of the woods, it's a good thing that I feel more comfortable that we have this pipeline if we are asked, if we have a means to provide water out west. Next slide. I think, is a proposed resolution. I'll take any questions if you have any questions at this juncture, or if not, I'm prepared to read the resolution.
Go ahead.
Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that effective September 1st, 2012, for fiscal year 2013, that a fixed rate of 1.55 cents per barrel, the equivalent of 3.69 cents per 1,000 gallons, or $120.24 per acre foot, shall be applied to the amount of water contracted by any customer invoiced for transportation and using the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System, and a variable rate of 2.25 cents per barrel, the equivalent of 5.35 cents per 1,000 gallons, or $174.56 per acre foot, shall be applied to the amount of water delivered to any customer invoiced for transportation and using the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System are hereby established. And be it further resolved that effective September 1st, 2012, for fiscal year 2013, that the fee charged for customers who access the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System for well drilling purposes or who have made available at the Ville Parks pump station be set at $1,425.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Munson and Creel. Okay, poll the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.